This is Dakota Datebook for July 23rd. Grant was impressed with Dakota Territory when he ventured onto the Great Plains in 1883. During his stop in Fargo, Grant said, "I came out here to be impressed, but I see greater evidence of enterprise in your city and prosperity in your country than I anticipated, and all promise of great things for the future. Although I've crossed the United States much and visited nearly every territory as well as state, this is the first time I have ever set foot on Dakota soil. I'm glad to be on so solid and substantial a foundation." Grant is best known as a Civil War hero and the general credited with defeating the Confederacy. He served as president from 1869 to 1877. While he was widely regarded as a hero for his Civil War service, his record as president was more uneven. He also had a contentious relationship with the original inhabitants of Dakota Territory. As president, he tried to enact a peace policy intended to settle conflicts with Native Americans by encouraging them to give up their traditional way of life and adopt Euro-American customs. His vision of peace was upended when George Armstrong Custer's expedition discovered gold in the Black Hills and prospectors flooded into what was supposed to be the Great Sioux Reservation. Ulysses S. Grant died on this date in 1885. Dakota newspapers printed pages of condolences from famous and influential figures, as well as ordinary citizens. People offered their services to assist with the funeral. His Civil War comrades remembered him as a capable and inspiring leader. Dakota Territory Governor Pierce issued a proclamation calling Grant the foremost citizen of our time, and noting that such lives are rare. Few men are permitted to render such service, to gain such renown, to merit such distinction. In his victories, the people rejoiced. In his misfortune, they sorrowed. And in his death, they mourn. Grant left behind a mixed legacy. He was fondly remembered for his service during the Civil War, if not for his less-than-stellar presidency. As they mourned the passing of a former president and military hero, many Americans tended to overlook his shortcomings. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.